Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gronfin.
Hey, Ryan Gronfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. I hope you're enjoying these kind of silly and stupid fun things that I'm doing to start out these videos. I hope they're more entertaining for you. That's my goal. If you appreciate it, awesome. If you don't, sorry, that's just me. So today I want to talk about this idea that new ideas might be something that's killing your restaurant, killing your productivity, killing your ability to succeed at the levels that you want. There's something known as bright, shiny object syndrome, or BSOS. Bright, shiny object syndrome is an actual theory. It's like a real thing in business. It's a term that's used a lot for constantly looking around at new things. Something is always new. It's FOMO, fear of missing out. It's just this idea that, or it's this theory, this syndrome that happens when usually younger, less experienced operators or people who are new to different industries come up with ideas all the time. They see something new, let's go do that. They see something new, let's go do that. Like when I was riding my scooter and I saw something and then what happens? I crashed. Well, the challenge with new ideas is that they distract you from what you're working on. And oftentimes these new ideas distract us from our original goals. And usually what got us into our business, the original plan, the original goal, is usually a really good plan. It's a really good goal. But if we don't pursue it with vigor, if we don't put all of our attention into it, the distraction is often what kills our business. We try this for a week, it doesn't work. We try that for a month, it doesn't work. We try some new marketing technique, it doesn't work. We try that, it doesn't work. And so what BSOS, what bright shiny object syndrome does is you don't hit your goals, your productivity sinks, and you create a lot of stress in your life and with your team. So what I want you to do is I want you to think of this more like the light, for example, the light that's shining on me. Now, that light is very little energy. It's plugged into the wall. I don't know the amount, the wattage, the voltage, whatever it is, but it's not a ton of energy. I'm not getting burned under these lights. But if you took that same amount of energy and focused it into what's called a laser, if we took all that light and used a series of mirrors and magnifying glasses and all types of things to shrink that light into a beam smaller than a human hair, it could cut steel. The light bulb in your office right now could cut steel if that energy was focused. So imagine what you could do if you could focus your energy. Right now, your energy is probably spread out all over the place. There's very little focus, and then all these distractions come into play. Imagine if you focus that energy. So what I want you to do is I want you to focus on these three things. One, set a goal. Set your goal. Make it specific. Make it measurable. Remember the goal formula. From X to Y by Z. Goals have to have a starting place, an ending place, and a time frame. Otherwise, it's not a goal. So set your goals. Number two, create a plan. Once you have the goal, what's your plan? Break down your goal into smaller parts and pieces. Week one, I want to do this. Week two, I want to do this. Week three, I want to do this. Break it down into a plan that's filled with action items and measurables and deliverables. Then execute your plan before moving on to your next goal. Execute your plan. Stay true to the course. Give it a chance to work. Now, I understand that plans change. I understand that goals change. I understand that things come up that we have to change course, and that's fine, but just make sure that if a new bright, shiny object shows up into your life and distracts you from your original goal, make sure that you've taken the time to properly assess whether that is a distraction, whether that is just a new bright, shiny object, or whether that should be the new path. And if you determine with intention that that should be the new path, then repeat the process. Set a goal, create a plan, execute that goal. Don't allow yourself to deviate from a goal more than once. If you even deviate, deviate one time. But if you start changing and changing and changing and changing, I have a feeling that this might be what's slowing down the progress in your business. I hope you enjoyed this week's video, and I look forward to bringing you another one just like it next week. I love all you crazy restaurant people out there, and remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an amazing day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.